Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Friday.
But we have no time to goof around because I've been handed this very important, super secret phone number.
Ooh.
So we need to make a call right out of the shoot. So we're just going to pick up the phone. And I do want to thank you for keeping our phones updated.
Of course.
This is the newest phone system.
It's digital rotary.
Yeah, it is digital rotary. Lots of solenoids.
Yeah, DR.
Lots of switches. Calling now. Hope he's there. Usually picks up on the fourth ring.
Huh.
Man, maybe. Oh.
Oval Office.
Oh,
wow.
This is exciting.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. I was doing my exercises, my morning exercises. Just a second here.
All right.
Okay. Win. 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 Amazing. Huge. Tremendous. All right. Hello. Hello. Who's this?
This is the prearranged phone call you had with the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Oh, hello, Rob.
How you doing?
Hello, Oscar.
Been a while.
Hi, Mr. President.
It's been a good long time, and boy, has a lot of water gone over the bridge. Is that the proper expression?
Under.
Boy, have things changed. Now I'm the leader of the free world. Is that tremendous? Of course it is. Of course it's tremendous. It's great to have you boys back on. My favorite podcast. You're spectacular and you're very successful. Very, very successful.
I believe this is day 99 of the administration.
Day 99.
I promised you, Rob, that I would call and give you a 100-day phone call that I said that I would do, and now that I'm president. You know, I'm extremely busy. We're busy winning, and so it's very hard for me to set aside some time, but I figured at this hour, before the day gets underway, we've got a very big day. We're going to win with health care. We're going to win with tax reform. We're going to win. Melania is getting ready to move back down here to move into the White House. Everything is good. She had a birthday recently, I believe. I'm not sure. And she is going to be coming down here. Everything is great. Darren is looking forward. We've set a playset. We've put a playset out in the backyard.
Like a jungle gym?
It's tremendous.
Mr. President.
It's fantastic. Yes,
Mr. President,
Oscar, go ahead.
I want to congratulate you as a real estate mogul, the impact that your administration has had on the real estate in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Oscar. You know, let me say something about Oscar. He's a classy guy. He's a classy guy, and he's been a classy guy for a long time. And the fact is, I thought originally we were going to talk about how spectacular that this administration, I've been told, I don't know this, but this is the best of the best.
Yes.
That's what people have said. As far as my presidency, in only 99 days is really unquestionably the best of the best. We're doing a spectacular job. Everyone is fantastic. I'm getting along well with all the world leaders because they respect me.
Right.
And for the first time in a long time, they've got respect. And they didn't have respect before. So as I said during the campaign, you are going to get so tired of winning, it's going to make your head spin, believe me.
I read on the internet what a great job you're doing, and I want to be the first among this crowd to congratulate you.
Well, the previous administration, Rob, was a disaster.
Was it?
It was a total disaster. Now when I talk to world leaders, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many of them say, we like dealing with you because you're strong and successful and you're good and you're going to win bigly. You know, I believe you're going to be on the national stage and you're going to have, by the way, I know a lot of people in the alternative media, the fake news,
right.
They like to say no wins in my 100 days, no legislative agenda successes. I'd like to point out we nominated and successfully got confirmed the Supreme
successfully
Court.
What?
Confirmed.
Okay. I missed it the first time around, Mr.
Confirmed.
President.
Yeah. We confirmed the Neil Gorsuch,
yeah.
who is the the newest to replace Justice Scalia, who is a fantastic judge and unfortunately was not successful in living.
No.
But
he had the best funeral.
His funeral was fantastic. He's a terrific, tremendous guy.
Mr. President, how do you celebrate? How do you celebrate these 100 days? 99, but 100 days.
There's no time for celebrating, Oscar. That's it. Once again, you're a classy guy. You're a classy guy because you always share positive things on this show when the other guys want to throw darts and poke fun.
Hey.
And like, well, Rob, you do. I know it's your job, but you know.
But if you're going to celebrate, you say no celebration.
Rob, if it was just you, you know, you're a loser. You would be a loser if you were on your own. You're a lightweight. You're a lightweight. You're out of control. You're out of control, but that's not the reason.
You mean you're not even going to celebrate with a piece of chocolate cake?
I'm going to celebrate if I get a chance. We're going to fly to Mar-a-Lago and then go across the alley to Omar-a-Lago and stop and see Mike O'Mara and try to change him. He's a disaster. He's a lightweight and a loser, and he doesn't understand who's the winner. You know, that, like you, two losers, one classy guy. The show is different. You're amazing. You're huge. You're very successful.
Thank you.
I'm very happy, and that's why you're the only podcast, and I figured I'd break this news to you first.
Right.
So that no one else in the world is going to know before you.
Who else
this
in the world?
Is big. Nobody. You're going to get it first.
A scoop.
Because you're the best of the best.
Exclusive.
You're incredible.
A presidential scoop.
This is an exclusive for you.
Yes.
This is exciting.
I can't wait with this setup.
This is an exclusive for you.
Yes, Mr. President.
Here it is. We are going to have a thermonuclear war, but it's okay. It's okay. Believe me. Believe me. We're going to win it. We're going to win it. We're going to win it. You know, I told people, listen, if there's one American standing who's alive and everyone in North Korea is dead, I consider that, believe me, a win, isn't it?
What?
The numbers show it's 1-0.
What if the person who's living is a Korean American?
Well, I haven't... See, that's the fake news that you're trying to
perpetrate.
No,
it's a valid situation.
It's going to be an amazing thermonuclear war.
President.
It's going to be a spectacular war. We've got great, great ships and great bombs and great generals and amazing technology.
How will this stack up to past thermonuclear wars, if you were to compare them?
If you remember way back when, we dropped the one on Japan. And one on Japan. And, you know, that was just one on and gone. This is going to be much more sophisticated and amazing. Well thought out, and we're going to take care of the lightweights.
Mr. President,
yes.
This is classic NIMBY, right?
Right.
Not in my backyard.
Let me just say this, not in my backyard, and the fact is that guy, Kim Jong-un, zero chance of victory, okay?
Right,
zero.
Okay, believe me, zero chance. He's a lightweight. He's a loser. He is a loser. So heads up, make your plans. Nothing's going
to
come over here.
Yeah, we
nothing's
don't have
gonna
to deal.
Be,
we don't have
no
to deal
bombs over here. It's not going to happen. We're going to have, but you know, we might lose a few countries in the process, but America will stand tall. It's going to be an amazing, tremendous victory, and I know you're all going to be very
how
proud.
How tied, Mr. President, is our economy to North Korea?
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, how much?
Zero.
So no ties at all.
I don't worry about North Korea. As a matter of fact, South Korea, I was saying to one of my advisors the other day, I said, well, if they're so uptight, then why did they decide to rent their country right next to North Korea? That doesn't make any sense to me, you know? If they want to move... If
simple
they
real
not
estate.
Have to,
it's simple real estate.
Look, if you have a bad neighbor, as I said, when I was renting housing to low-income people in Queens, I said, listen, if you got a bad neighbor who's making too much noise, banging on the floor having sex at 3 o'clock in the morning, what you have to do is you have to move to another apartment, and sure. I'd be happy to sell you that one on the other side of Midtown Manhattan.
Are you so confident about this war that you're going to let Barron play outside?
I will tell you, and believe me, listen to this, this is what I say to you, this is really true, this is big time. We will win any war because we have the biggest, best, most successful, and tremendously good thing. What? Hold on. Yes, we have the best military. They're classy guys. Generals are classy. They come
in. Are they heavyweights?
They're heavyweight. Well, when they walk into the office, I'm all, you know what stuns me?
What?
Is that these guys with all this training and all these years in the military, and their buttons are so shiny. So incredibly shiny. They're just amazing.
That's your takeaway?
They glitter. We have TV lights off in the Oval Office, and they
Mr.
glint.
Mr. President.
They're just so beautiful. I love gold. Yes, Oscar. Yes,
are you a
ahead.
General So's guy, orange chicken?
Oh, that's so tough for me, Oscar. You know, I like to go to P.F. Chang's when I like to duck out from Air Force
Get
One.
Get it, duck?
Yes.
That was a joke.
Duck out. Oh, yes, you're a punster. Keep up the classy, Rob. You're doing a great job. Fantastic.
Hey, speaking
incredible
of food,
job.
Speaking
yes,
of food, I read something this
control.
Week I wanted to ask something about. Apparently you have a button in the Oval Office that if you hit it, someone brings you a Coke. Is that true?
I've got a butler with my red button, which was used to be used to summon people for important national security meetings. And I said, do they use this? They said, no, Mr. President, it's old technology. There's no need to use this. But I said, well, I want to use it. If you're paying for it, use it. That's my motto.
Sure.
I said, where does it ring? They said, well, it rings in the outer office. Get it to ring in the kitchen where the butlers live.
They live there?
And bring me a Coca-Cola. Bring me a fresh, icy Coca-Cola.
Not a Pepsi.
No.
Two ice cubes. And regarding the wall, you're hearing a lot of talk
the
about
wall,
the wall.
Yes.
Listen, the wall's going to be built. The wall's going to be beautiful. The wall's going to be big. I'm buying cinder blocks in bulk, and I'm actually going over to China. I'm going to China right now to say, your cinder blocks are cheaper than what we have over here. If we build the wall, I'll buy them for you. Don't listen to the fake news people saying it's never going to be built.
Mr. President,
it's going to be big. It's going to be 130 feet tall.
I heard a conflicting report that you're not getting the cinder blocks from China proper. You're actually buying slightly used former blocks from their wall. They have such a long wall.
Oh, they have that great
used
wall.
Used blocks
yeah.
are just as good as new blocks, correct?
I don't like to call new used. I don't like your terminology. I don't like your semantics. I like to sleep gently housed.
Oh.
Gently housed. Gently housed cinder blocks from previous from previous homes. I think that's
previous
what it's
going
to be. Previous homes. You're going to be so amazed at all the... before we were weak, now we're strong. Before we were bad, now we're good. Before we were happy, now we're sad. I'm sorry, before we were sad, now we're happy.
Right.
We're happy, peppy, good, bad. What?
I was going to say, can you describe the wall? I know a lot of people speak in vague terms about the
Great
wall.
Great question,
Can
Rob.
You describe the wall physically, what we're going to see?
How about I do this? I think I can you can understand the wall and what we plan to do on the border with Mexico. And by the way, the Mexicans are going to pay for it bigly. Mark my words, trust me.
Okay.
Believe me, trust me, trust me, believe me. But the fact is that each section, each 20-foot section of wall will be gold-plated.
Oh!
And embossed on each section of wall will be tiny little T's, capital T's. I didn't figure I'd put the whole word on there because no one wanted you. They'll know you know who was the one. Yes, Oscar, go ahead.
I apologize. That's, again, contrary to the story I saw in Adweek this past month.
Adweek. Adweek's failing. They're going to fail. I was reading about Adweek. They're a failing publication. What did they say?
They said that you could actually pay for the wall if you put LEDs on one side of the wall to advertise.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, on the Mexican side, where the Americans won't see it, we're going to advertise all of my golf courses. Because, you know, there's a tremendous interest in the game of golf in Mexico. I've actually got wonderful properties in Mexico City, and I think it's going to be...
El Golf?
I was saying to to Steve Bannon, one of my advisors, I said, you know, once we settle our troubles with the wall and paying for it, all these bigly problems that we have, I think we're going to get more Mexicans playing golf than ever before, and I think they're going to travel because it's going to make everything I'm doing is going to make the world tremendous and better and amazing and huge.
Isn't that part of your platform now to get more Mexicans to golf?
More Mexicans to golf. If they're golfing, they're not going to be smuggling drugs or bringing in their rapists. So I think if they're out there, no one saw. In all my years of playing golf, I never witnessed a rape on a fairway.
Hey, I've got a good
idea. I never witnessed a rape on a rape on a, anywhere on a golf course, clubhouse, or anywhere else.
I've got a
I know
great
there was
idea.
One, there was one time where I was here. I think I was at Doral, and I was in the locker room, and I was joking with one of my playing partners, and I tickled. killed him on his
but
bag.
That's it. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's it. And I'm not talking about his golf bag, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I have an idea for
like
your
address. I like to do that. It's kind of known. It's known as the crotch grab, Rob.
I have an idea for
you
your
know, address. When you're famous, you can grab a man's balls and they won't care.
That's right, because you're famous.
Because you're a star. They
that's
don't
right.
care at all.
Because you're the leader of the free world.
Grab him right by the balls.
Now, I've got an idea for your advertising on the Mexican side of the wall to really
Mexican
get your
side of the wall. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
How about this? Big LED lights that say this. Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, that's great. Trump Gulf of Mexico.
There you go. Perfect.
That's fantastic. Listen, I'm a very busy man.
I
it's time for my mid-morning Coca-Cola, and then it's off to get tax reform and the wall and thermo. Remember, keep your head down. Thermonuclear war with North Korea. God bless.
TNW.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, S&D. I love that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's amazing how everybody has a phone in their pocket. It didn't used to be. You had a phone. Just a few years ago, nobody had their phone. It was just the phone. It was this thing, the phone, that was in a room in your house. And then you had to dial this thing. There was a rotor, and you had to turn and go. You actually hated people with zeros in their numbers because they made you do, well, this guy's got a zero and a nine. How badly do I want to talk to that piece of It's too much work. Now we have this, which is amazing. We have these phones that you can call in an airstrike. You can look at the top of your own head. It's amazing, this and it's wasted on the generation. I swear to God, we are. We're the worst people so far. Because we have this beautiful thing and we hate it. Never saw a person going, look at what my phone can do. Nobody does that. They all go, thing sucks. I can't get it to think. Give it a second, would you? Could you give it a second? It's going to space. Can you give it a second to get back from space? Is the speed of light too slow for you, you non-contributing product sponge? Can you just wait? Can you just take a little breath?
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in beautiful historic Georgetown District of Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show with Professor Matthew Bloom, Scab Picker-in-Chief Oscar Santana, TMOS Historian-in-Residence Rob Spiewak, and from the Grand Ballroom of the O'Mara-Lago Resort in sunny West South Florida, here is our Chief Executive, Mike O'Mara.
Wow. Wow. That's I don't have to say the opening now. That's incredible.
That
wow,
was that Dirk.
Was
Dirk
it?
Dirk Vastrick.
And you, and there was a quiet hidden at the end of it. Hi, Carla. So Dirk says hi.
Was he in a porta potty?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hi, Dirk. Is Dirk kind of filling in for SDM, the High Sparrow,
the
while
proxy,
he's recuperating?
Yeah, proxy.
Yeah, he's curating the websites, Mike, and wishing the birthday greeting.
Did you see when poor Dirk, somebody wrote something. Can someone block a TMOS fan club member? They're sending penis pics to other members.
Oh, dear.
And Dirk responded, goes, tell me who, I'll take care of it. The guy's like, I'm just joking.
Dirk's running a tighter ship. Dirk doesn't like potty mouths.
No,
for a second I thought he was spotlighting my dad. Quit it. Quit it, Dad.
Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint is the place for any custom products for the home or the office. They are all about supporting small business owners. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel. I'm sorry. It's tough to break out of
that. Yeah,
you're caught
in it, yeah.
Vistaprint can make it happen, but this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, 500 business cards, $9.99. All you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks.
You want to talk about a custom job? This guy put his picture on. Look at this badass. His name is Matt Rutherford.
Oh, I know Matt.
And he is a personal trainer. He teaches you to cleanse, nourish, release, and adapt. And look, on the front, he's got his picture, but what's coolest is on the back, before and afters of his clients.
Let me see.
So every time he hands out a card, it's like a full-blown advertisement.
It's easy to make your own design or use an awesome template. 100% user-friendly. Rob Spiewak will give you that free plug.
Yes.
If you send your Vistaprint card to us. Just drop it to 32101 Washington, D.C. That's Box 32101 Washington, D.C. And Rob will read it on the show.
Do it.
Remember to use our code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. We'd like to see them. Send them to us. That's a 50% savings, by the way. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card. And use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today. I am not being a broadcast professional.
No, dude.
I am giggling
because of what
I want to tell you, and I don't know. I skipped like 9 places ahead in the show because of what I wanted.
Because of what I wanted to share.
Yes.
When you convey excitement, you're being a broadcast professional.
You're sharing.
Yes.
This is what's great about this. I have to point out to you, I will have something happen to me in real life, and I will digest it. I will think about it. I will think about how I'm going to present it. And I can take the smallest detail, and usually I can tell you what happened to me and make it interesting. Mrs. O'Mara is not burdened with any of that that thought process. She does not live her life seeking out material.
Right.
As much as I would love her to go looking for it, Mrs. O'Mara lives life and then reacts to life, and then she will share something with me, and when I start cracking up, that's when I believe it's going to be on the show. So
okay.
I come in today prepared to tell you about our wonderful foray to the theater.
Sure.
Yesterday. And I will first say that I was relieved when the show started. And by the way, the talent in this Lincoln Center production roadcast that's going around the country is fantastic. Turn that down because I have to do some audio stuff here.
Is the talent, and I don't know anything about the theater.
It's Broadway caliber.
Who travels and who doesn't?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think they're working actors, and I think they've been in the West End Theater in London. I think they've been on Broadway, some of these actors and actresses. I think the dancers have been on Broadway. I think they've all been, you know, it's a small community, and I think they do road shows, and they do shows in residence, and I'm not sure what the pecking order is.
It's not necessarily a step down to do a road show, because
I'm not saying that.
A lot of times, a Broadway show will hit the road after it's done its turn.
Like Cats.
Yeah.
Exactly. Meow.
Before we get to the main event, which was Mrs. O'Mara at intermission.
Oh, dear.
Let me ask Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Mike.
The mezzanine.
Yeah.
In a Broadway show. Pretty fantastic location.
Yes,
correct?
Of course.
You're overlooking the stage. You get the whole show in front of you. But the mezzanine can be a trick location, can it not? The mezzanine in a certain venues can be front of the balcony.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, if it's a proper mezzanine, it is one up from the orchestra and one below the balcony. Would that be accurate?
If there is, my understanding is that there is a center aisle that runs parallel to the stage. You know what I mean? Like for accessing seats. In front of the center aisle is orchestra seating. Behind it is mezzanine. They oftentimes share a floor. It is a graded floor, of course. It's at an angle.
So the balcony can be on the same floor.
Yes.
So I felt like I was getting rooked, but it was fine. It was great. I will tell you, what did I write down with my show prep here? I wrote.
Did you have balcony seats or mezzanine?
We had mezzanine seats. The King and I, good talent, bad sound. And
Because a fairly modern facility, right? Not like an old house.
Supermarts, where they do all their Broadway shows. Well, that's the Barbara Mann Theater.
Barbara Mann was a tremendous patron of the arts.
Exactly. That's sure how it went down. And so it starts, and the orchestra comes up, and it's softer than I expected, but not, you know, you don't get your ears blown off in a
but it's a
Broadway
real
show.
It's a real orchestra, right?
But
not
when
pre-tape.
When they started, it was just like, I just want to know.
And
Carla leans over to me. Carla says this, not me. Carla leans over to me and says, I can't hear what they're saying. And for the bulk of the show, I heard it was almost
no
impossible.
Dialogue.
It was very, they might have tweaked it at the beginning. And you're reading in the little playbill about the sound and stuff like that. And when they sang, it was phenomenal. I mean, the talent level is just off the charts, but you know, you do want to follow along with the old story, even
subtitles?
Though you know what the story is. There were no subtitles.
Kind of tough to subtitle a live show.
And by the way, I wanted Never to sneak been. Down, and you can't do that in a theater. I realize you're not allowed. They've got ushers, guards standing. You know,
it's not a baseball game.
Possible. He can't just like slip a guy a 10 and go, "Hey, can I go down
or
here?
Jump up and down and get a ball?"
Like Carla does,
like she always does, Oscar. Yeah.
Throw me your false eyelashes. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to think what would equate with jumping up and down to get a souvenir.
Throw me
audience,
a prop.
So I'm not sure.
I need a top hat. Stat.
It was good, but I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't
to any
go back
show.
Based on the not on based on the sound.
Do you get
like
the feeling?
Cavernous. And there when I do this thing where I will cup my my hands behind my ears just to create a little amphitheater in my head,
like a field mouse.
And what I heard was like a little field mouse.
Yes, exactly what it is.
Like a tiny little overweight field mouse
munching on a kernel of corn.
A large field mouse is what it would be.
Nibbling on an oat and listening to the show.
You know when we have bad audio on the show and you hear that kind of hiss in the back, just an ambient white noise.
Yeah,
there was an ambient white noise in the theater. You could when I cupped my ears, you could just hear the.
So did they have body mics?
I was too far away to know whether they did. I think they did. They would have had to.
There's also something to be said about
would the orchestra have been better?
About a great sound guy that travels with the company to make sure that they're in the theater.
There is. Apparently, from the playbill, I looked at it, there is a sound guy that actually comes along.
Is his name
RJ
Diaz?
Did he have a towel?
Or Rob Ford?
But you know what? Overall, the music, the singers, especially like the secondary cast members, were fantastic. And then Carla, at the end of the show, I'm giving just a normal review, and I don't know the actors because you're not going to care.
Right.
The king and then the school teacher, you know, the two leads. Carla leans over to me and goes, "They really don't have any chemistry." I said, "I agree. They really didn't.
Really? No sexual, no romantic chemistry?
Not any that I could see from the mezzanine or here."
And that's what the show is built on, is the fact that they fall in love.
But there were plenty of senior citizens enjoying a day out at the matinee, as predicted, as I knew it would be. And I would say,
because Mike, the senior citizens, when they don't hear something, they just think it's because they're old.
I don't. Yeah, but I also don't know how it could have possibly been tolerable for the vast majority
maybe
of the people in our section, because they were all over 80 years old.
Maybe they were tuned for hearing aids. Sometimes.
There was one guy that actually had headphones on and like a little box.
Yeah.
You got to know where I lived out here, pal.
Any chance he was just listening to the ball game?
What about those parabolic mics they use on the side of NFL and college games?
Yeah, you can hold one of those up.
It was frustrating because you could hear the songs great, and you could watch the production, and you could follow along.
The dancing was marvelous, Mike.
The dancing was absolutely marvelous.
What was the talent?
The talent
nice
level
legs,
was...
solid stems?
The lead? Give her a 6.
It's that living on the road, man.
What about the king?
Is that what
was
it
the
is?
The king bald?
Oscar knows exactly. Oscar's going to say exactly. Yeah. I'm communicating with Oscar telepathically.
Nothing like a roly-poly rolling on stage.
There you go.
I wouldn't call it roly-poly. No. I would say. Fix but
set,
I'm used to.
Rubenesque.
I'm used to kind of, look, we've been to Broadway shows, Rob, right?
Yes.
A lot of Broadway
Curvy.
Shows, right? You do expect.
That's respected now.
I mean, you expect athletes when you go to a Broadway
show. Oh, yeah.
So
Cirque du Soleil.
I didn't see athletes in the road show.
Was the king,
except
was the
secondary
king bald?
Cast, there was a, no, the king was not bald.
Oh,
was
he what? Yeah.
His head was shaved, but he was not. He looked like not Yul Brynner, not a real bald.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Fake bald.
Did you want to restate your question, Pony?
Was he packing? Look, the ladies want to know.
Don't yeah, the ladies want to like know, that. Pony, but Professor, you're the one that asked the question, so I'm just kind of curious. I don't know why.
He's staring down a lonely apartment dwelling weekend.
We want the total picture,
and he wants to know about the king's unit.
The ladies want to know. The ladies want to know.
Yeah,
Professor wants
so,
to know.
So I will include this in the very first break because we will move on after this. But the fact is that so intermission comes. It's a 3-hour commitment, 2 to 5 o'clock. Okay, so it's a 3-hour commitment. You have a 22-minute intermission. They say very specific about time. Show starts right at 2 o'clock. Hour and a half or whatever goes through. Bam, intermission. 22 minutes. And
everyone goes into the lobby too to discuss the king's penis.
And food and drink. Food and drink, sir. Yes, they went to discuss
food and drink.
Food and drink. Yeah, plenty of food and drink. Ooh. They're not like sandwiches, but snacks and stuff. Or and we get. I got a Michelob Ultra before the show started, and then at intermission, and they kind of got the look from the old people, like, "Oh my god,
this guy!"
2 o'clock in the afternoon,
before
he's
six,
drinking a beer.
Yeah, he must be a disc jockey.
I don't know what's going on.
And boy, he's there with his daughter.
She's so much younger. Do you think that's? No, they're both drinking. She's drinking wine. Oh, it's disgusting.
Look,
and then
getting her
after
drunk.
Intermission because we were trying to sort of perk ourselves up.
Sure.
We both had tea.
Oh, of
after,
course.
After intermission. So,
sure.
But I got the tea. Carla went to the ladies' room because unlike the ballpark, the ladies have the line for the ladies' room and the men don't.
Right,
so
right.
That was kind of cool. And so she's in line and I get the tea and I come back and she said, just be glad you weren't in there. And I'm like, really? And we're making our way back to the seats. And I said, those old ladies. I said, what was there? Were people dropping deuces? No. I said, well, what was it? She said, it was the sounds and the smells.
No.
And she coined a new term. I said, were people breaking wind? She said, well, not really. By this time, we're back at our seat. And I'm just dying of curiosity.
Sure.
I said, not really.
Not really.
Like, not really. What do you mean? And she's like, and she starts laughing. And I said, what? I said, well, were there farts? She said, well, yes. I said, oh, well, that's not cool. I mean, but I heard a great one when I was in there.
Sure.
In the men's room, too. I mean, these are senior citizens, and we're all going to be old, and it's like, and it's going like that. And she said, yeah, but they were front farts.
Oh,
jeez.
Gross.
Oh, grandma.
Oh. And that's so she indicated
like
that there was,
there,
huh? there was a bit of a bouquet when she was in there.
That's disgusting. Especially they're at the high theater.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So
save that for the ballpark, ladies.
The next time I say fruit fritters, that's not the only FF that is in my vocabulary now. Front farts, and I took the better part of Ags 2 to really try to get my head. I could not stop laughing. I mean, it
Do
was
you
a
think
good
the,
show, but it
the
wasn't
lady...
so good that I was like, shh, we have to pay attention. I was laughing about
Do
front
you
farts.
Do you think the lady lead has ever experienced the double F?
No, guaranteed.
Okay,
no, absolutely not. But the lady in front of us, probably about an 85% chance. Yes.
Oh, Doris,
haunt me all day,
Doris. But, what
you know,
are you
I
doing?
Always said when I owned the bar, I said the ladies' room more of a disaster area than the men's room after Friday night. Mm-hmm. Always
pigs.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if we would go that far, Oscar. But
I lived with girls all through college. The messes
you know
they
I'm
made.
Yeah. And any front farts?
Oh, no. They just pay for everything,
good.
Which is great.
But that's a wonderful new term, darling. And I sat there and said, I don't need to prep the show for Friday. Yeah,
that really does change the entire weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then when we come back, I'll just wrap it up because there was a teeny tiny bit of senior road rage after the show, which I thought was delightful. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's why I've been laughing the whole front of the show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app.
where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Thank you. Bravo. Thank you, well done.
Thank Rob Spiewak for that. I just read them. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're trying to find qualified employees, there is absolutely, and I mean this sincerely, there is no need to beat your head against the wall if you want to get a good person for your business. It seems like it's impossible to get access to all the applicants you need without spending a lot of time and effort, but you don't have to do that. ZipRecruiter to the rescue. We're talking about a single click. ZipRecruiter.com will post your job opening to over 100 top job sites. That means you only have to do it once. It's that easy. They even post to social media. Any industry, any city, nationwide, ZipRecruiter.com. Get your word out. Soon, you're looking at all the good people coming into your website, not in minutes, not in hours, rather, but in minutes, right, thanks to the amazing ZipRecruiter interface. It's a cinch to use. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Yeah, so it was okay.
Now, my question for you is this. If it was that way in the front of the show, did you consider leaving at intermission? Was that ever thought of?
Yep. I didn't even say it to Carla, but I thought about it. The end of the first set, there's no accident. This show's been around for a million years, so there's no accident that they kind of grab you at the end. And I said, okay, it's worth hanging in there. And then we stayed for the second show, and it's interesting.
Did it get better?
It's talent. It's talent. I like listening to the songs. I like watching the dancing. I think the talent gets by. The overall experience, it was a 4. I didn't like the theater. I didn't like it was too cold. They had, I walked out the bartender at that got me the tea, and I said, Jesus, it's cold. I said, well, is there a reason? They just don't know how to regulate it. I mean,
No, they don't want the people to fall asleep.
Well, the fact is, though, you're charging significant money for these tickets. You know,
how much does a ticket in Southwest Florida cost?
A mezzanine ticket.
You can get one for, it's such a wide variety.
Is there a Groupon?
No, there wasn't a Groupon, but I didn't want to be like back row, but they would range. They range from you can get one probably for $35 or $40.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And then if you want to sit down, on the lower level, you can get, it's in the over $100. So,
for
a
show
expensive.
You've seen already, technically.
Well,
but Oscar, when you think of it's an expensive proposition because not only you got a big cast, but there is a live orchestra. And think about that. That's an expense. And that's for every show.
At the mezzanine, I got it at a special rate. My ticket was a tremendous deal. With the senior citizen discount, I got that. It was $1,500. it was really
StubHub.
But in Broadway, you're not even darkening the door for under $50. So he did get a deal.
Oh, you can't get into a Broadway show for $50.
I'm talking about if you go to the tickets booth.
Can you still get in for like $50 on a same day?
Like a day of, if you go to that ticket booth. I think I got, I'm trying to think what I paid when I did that
10
for the
years
producer.
Ago, though,
yeah,
right?
That's 10 years
that
ago.
That was 10 years ago.
Remember, Rob?
All I know about Hamilton is hearing about Hamilton was no one could go, right? Because of the ticket prices being, you got to wait. That's
$750 a ticket is what
for
my-
For a regular, for an average
my,
ticket, right?
Two tickets at that price is what my brother paid to go with his wife to see Hamilton.
Because
that's the only thing they could
find. And
not
like front row center or anything.
Just to get in the room.
But they say that in that theater, every seat's a great
seat. My brother said, do you want to go? I said, are you high? A, I got to pay to get to New York. And B, I'm not that into theater. I'll pass.
I don't want to piss people off out west or in the middle part of the country. But I have to tell you, I said to Carla, coming out of the theater, I said, you know what? If you want to go to see a Broadway show, you have to go to Broadway.
You do.
Period.
You do.
Because the sound, the talent that's there, it's just, if you're going to see a live show, I want to see the pros do it. You know, so that's it. But these were professionals, don't get me wrong.
Hamilton topless.
Yes.
Topless.
And leaving the parking lot was an exercise in, I see dead people. It was truly
any American-made sedans in the parking lot, Mike?
Oh, not at all. No, that it was not the Oldsmobile Buick Lincoln-thon that happened afterwards. Lexus has to be. You have to include our friends from Japan.
Sure,
the Lexus company represented quite well there. But there, you're coming out of the parking lot, and there is one aisle, and two aisles and three aisles, and then you have to take a right-hand turn into the main aisle to get out of the venue. No okay. problem at all. There's a car in front of me. He comes to a stop before the other two. He goes first, then the guy across from him was second. He goes, and the lady was third, and she goes. Then it's my turn, and the guy directly across, I don't want to be sexist, but the man directly
what?
Across from me,
man.
You know, sees me. We got there. I was a fraction of a second earlier, and I ease out because I want to, you know, that's just the way you do it. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets to the four-way first, and he gently gives me the little signal. I said, yeah, thanks, dude. That's the way we do it. That's the way we roll.
In America.
And
right.
then.
In this country.
Then this manatee cow. That was behind
my.
The wheel of this Hyundai.
Senorita front fart?
She rolls. She rolls to where she
Whoa.
Is rolling.
Can I get
I'm
alarm?
Already through the I'm already through the intersection.
Thank you.
And she is on my bumper, and I'm like, well, I'm past her, so it doesn't matter. And I look you back, and the guy in the little Lexus in front of me wasn't having any.
Really?
Because she was 5 seconds later than
she
we were.
She did the rolling stop.
And the thing is, Carla somehow transferred, because I'm behind the wheel, one of the rare times she lets me drive, and I'm enjoying the altercation happening in back of me, and Carla somehow is saying, now slow down. I said, wait a minute. Why are you projecting their fight on me? She said, because you're getting agitated by it. I said, I'm not getting agitated by it. I'm getting excited by it. I'm getting excited by it. And I look and, you know, I see I see Kathy Bates in the Hyundai in back of me yelling at the guy and kind of going, and the guy's just stoically sitting behind his car. And I finally pull out into the main drag and he files in back of me. I roll down the window and I give him a thumbs up.
Nice.
Like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
got it.
Brothers in arms.
Brotherhood.
No, nothing. Nothing. Like, he just was
just driving.
That's all. He just was, there was no, here I was fighting his battle for him, you know, like it's the friggin' Revolutionary War. Meanwhile.
That guy just wanted to get home and pee.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, but meanwhile, Megan McCarthy is you know still in back of him going like that, and you know just going crazy,
wailing
and,
her arms, her big thick
yeah.
arms.
Yeah, and then Carla said I agitated her, and I'm like, okay, well, she said, this is why I don't like you to drive. I said, well, I'm not doing anything. She said, yes, you're agitated. I said, I'm not agitated. I'm ramped up. I like this. This is this is competition. When I get behind, that's the whole. I said, I know. When I get behind the wheel, that it's competition. I know that's the way.
Well, you
and
just
I know
sat
I get
through
excited.
A 3-hour musical that was dissatisfying,
exactly.
so
and
you
free.
Needed some excitement. Yeah,
and I was free.
This was
free.
A better show.
And it was hockey time, you know, and the Capitals are coming on. Man. Leave me alone. Yes, sir. My abusive spouse is going to play at 7:30. Yay.
My abusive
the same wife
spouse.
Beater that I've rooted for my entire career. Yeah. Didn't give a rat's ass about Toronto. Beat them, Toronto. Who cares? Really? I'll watch. But then now, ooh, we're playing Pittsburgh. Reel Mike in. Make him emotionally invested in it. Yeah, like that. And then play like better than the other team for the entire game and lose like you always do. Yes, okay, you always do that. So, anyway, that's...
You love to make me hit you.
D-G-H.
Don't get happy. You're right.
I watched the game.
Happy.
I said, wait, they're tied up.
Is that
up.
For Pittsburgh or for the Capitals? Because the Capitals fans are not happy this morning, Oscar Santana.
No, but I was happy last night when they tied the game up. I'm like, oh, my God, they're gonna win this.
Just a second.
They're going to win.
Take oh. this. I gotta take
is that
this.
Rice?
Hey, sweetie, I'm doing the show right
Need
now. Do you have news?
Ralph Rice.
Do you have good news?
Fried.
Sweetie.
Oh, you rock! You rock in the world, my dearest daughter. I love you so much. You're fantastic. Oh, that's great.
She cleaned her room.
Can you talk? Yeah. Can you talk about it on the air?
This is
okay,
one of his daughters.
You know what? I'll call you later because I want to do this personally.
Yes.
My daughter, I'm going to relay it to my audience
yes.
right now because you're calling me and I'm getting this. This is actually happening live on the air. You got your internship in New York City.
Hey!
I am so thrilled for you. I am so thrilled for you. Hey, can we mention the name of it or will that get you in trouble? Imagine Theater, Springboard, New York City. You are the greatest. A wonderful exclusive 2-week program, and you are the best. I love you. I'll
Yay.
Call you after the show.
That's
I
awesome.
Bye, sweetheart. Oh, I knew I had to take that call. I knew that's what it was. Yes.
Oh, well, that
yes.
means she can't intern for us this summer.
Now, here's the whole deal with my daughter. All right, she's going up. This is just a 2-week program, but this is an exclusive 2-week program. This is getting plugged into the New York theater. Speaking of theater, getting plugged into the New York theater scene, and it was her chance to kind of get started in New York City. And she would have gone up there anyway, but the fact is this makes things much different for her. This is a wonderful program.
It's great.
Only one theater student from the entire university gets to go.
Nice.
And
what?
She was the one.
Oh, that's
awesome.
She's
very, very thrilled. That is what she's been waiting for, I want to say, 4 months. So, Catherine, I love you.
Stuff. That's
God,
great.
That's
congrats.
A win for her. I
I'm
going
to call
kids.
Her later and tell her congratulations.
Stop it. Don't you dare.
So, way to go, Catherine. That's good. Oh, my God. I can hardly think about the show right
now.
I'm sorry. That was very unprofessional.
No, Mike.
But I had to take that phone call.
That was a joy. That was
that's
happy
awesome.
And
it,
joy
man.
Right
that's
there.
That's so
organic.
That's so bad.
I barely see that.
We'll take a break. Come back right after this with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. What's that, Tony?
I wish our interns were
What are you mumbling
like
again?
I
what?
Wish
go
our
ahead.
Interns were happy when they they got internships.
Yeah.
They're not calling anybody like, oh, I had to settle for those kids.
Yeah, and ours is longer than a two-weeker, you know?
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? You're going to stay here for life.
You get an internship here. You get an internship here. I can't do Tuesdays.
We'll take a break. Come back more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from The Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Lyft. I am certainly planning on visiting my daughter in New York City.
Sure.
We're just talking about it. And the fact is, Lyft is the way to go. Any major city where Lyft operates, they're really, really going gangbusters. The folks at Lyft know that what happens between your destinations is pretty important to you. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7.
Why use your cab, Rob?
It's less than the cost of a cab, and you'll arrive
Cabs
safely.
Cabs are lightweight, Mike.
Bigly. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, and every Lyft vehicle goes through a 19-point inspection to guarantee your comfort and safety. I've had great experiences with my Lyft rides. You will, too. By the way, they let you tip within the app, and that's important because it gets them great drivers. Happy drivers mean happy rides. Plus, Lyft's new AMP device uses color-coded systems, and it's always easy to find your Lyft car. That's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides gets a perfect 5-star rating. Right now, Lyft is offering a great deal just for our new users. 3 free rides, that's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. 3 free rides, up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember, our promo code TMOS. A little background on what that was all about there. This internship was, I believe, supposed to be announced on April 14th. They moved it to April 27th. Then they moved it another day, maybe even 3 days. They moved it back. They moved it back. They moved it back while they were making their decision. And it was, it was something that
stressful,
was weird. Catherine is so much better at dealing with rejection and stuff like that with all of her auditions than I ever could have been. So Catherine was like, matter of fact, hey, Dad, you know, if it works, I'm pretty confident. She's very confident that she's going to get stuff like this. But as time goes by with something like that, you know how that rolls.
Self-doubt.
And you don't hear and you don't hear and you don't hear. So that's a
So the internship is in New York City?
In New York City, baby. In the I don't know anything about it. I'll find out about it and I'll tell you all about it. But it's great.
What wonderful it is, Mike. Congratulations.
It's a great way to kick off a weekend.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Boy, I'll tell you. Let me tell you for folks that don't have children. Rob can relate to this. Your kids' wins are about 3,000,000% better than your own wins.
Exactly. Especially when it's something like this that they've done on their own, not something you've pushed them towards, not something you've helped them with. When they really do genuinely succeed and you see that they have the understanding and the footing to do it on their own, that's when you feel like a success.
Feel the same way about Shannon.
Yeah. Or your cat.
And if you don't experience that joy, then you turn into, unfortunately, a Betty Davis or a Joan Crawford.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's it. So, and there are plenty of parents that don't have
I
that
can't
joy.
Have my daughter in the movie. She's no good, Bob.
You're on that chair. Yeah.
She can't read the lines. She's just no good. I had no idea that she was going to be useless. Bob, you have to make her look good.
So they don't experience the same joy.
No.
That the average
they're embarrassed by the kids.
So exactly.
It's funny.
I think my parents were embarrassed by me for a while.
And I think it's more intense. Oscar, I think it's more intense when it's a long distance. I think that's what does it. I think the fact that I'm not there and they're not living in my house, they haven't been for ever because broken home and all. Yeah. But the fact is that now that they're at college and they're away, it's just nice to, you know, keep tabs on them and know what's going on. And
again,
by the way,
they're grown-ups, and it's great when they do something grown up, when they do something mature. It makes you feel good. It makes you know
and
you
here's
get it
the,
right.
Here's the thing. When you're talking about kids, you know, you can be 48 years old and you're still somebody's baby. That's the way. I never bought into that. I kind of thought like they turn 18 and it's like bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not so sure my dad thinks of me as a baby.
Later, Gators.
You and your dad are kind of like my wife and her mom. You're kind of buds.
Buds, yeah. And right? Similar that's with my mom too.
That's the way
just like me and my dad.
Sure. Don't tear the seat.
Not at all.
You're an island when it comes to your father, Oscar.
Oh, of course.
I didn't want to
He's
go
literally
this,
on another continent.
On another island.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it hurts you. I know that.
Well,
I feel
it's
your
weird because he got a dog and he sends us his new dog pics. And we're like,
Do you think he shows the dog pictures of you?
No.
No.
And he named the dog the same name as another dog they used to have, which is even weirder.
At least he didn't name him Oscar.
No. Okay. The dog's name's Pele. They used to have two dogs.
Like the soccer player?
Mele and Pele. That's Pele.
All right. Let's
do back.
A bit,
or
just
Pele's
a
back.
Slightly Mele, deeper Pele. Dive.
Yes.
For a
Thank
second.
You.
I was going to talk about your house on top of your house with the cat, but we can talk about that anytime.
Meow.
Your madre, tu madre.
Yes, mi tu mami madre.
Tu mami madre. Is it ever, and I know you're big communicators in your family, is it ever expressed any level of like sadness, remorse? Is there
regret?
Or is it actually just the unspoken reality that deal with? Like, that your dad is basically, he's not a dad, he's not a husband,
he's everything. It's just the issue is my mom doesn't want to go back to the motherland. She has a blank check to go back to the motherland anytime she wants, right? She's
Let
been invited.
Me say this.
They have a home there. She built that home. She's decorated it. But she got to the U.S. and tasted freedom.
She loves it.
Well, okay, so she doesn't regret, and does he? My point being that the way I understand
she
it,
she broke that glass ceiling with that maraca, and she doesn't want to go back.
Yeah, but couples, Oscar, that's what I'm talking about. Couples normally, when couples don't live together and they live in separate countries, they are no longer together.
I get it. I get it.
Is this
a marriage in name only?
My
is
father
this a divorce
is 76.
Without the divorce?
If he's dicking down some other lady down
okay.
there,
okay,
you know, I'll say that.
Get
look, get me some of that Viagra because that's not the way that works.
I understand that the best Viagra does come from that part of the world. At least that's what my email says.
They have who? All right, let me rephrase
okay,
the question.
Yes.
Who is the more damaged in this because there's got to be some pain.
I gotta take care of the old bag.
Oh, that's true because your siblings are none of them local anymore, right?
My mom called me twice during the show. You know why? Who knows? I'll find out afterwards. And I have to write, Mom, I work till noon. Mm-hmm. Please call me afternoon.
It's hard to get to the bottom of this.
Like it's
is
hard
there,
when he is damaged goods. He has built
do
up
you
such
believe,
a
here,
shell,
let me ask you,
no
do
warranty.
You believe that one of them or both of them should have sacrificed their wants to be together?
My father should have stayed in the States, but Donald Trump wouldn't let him.
Okay.
No, that's shtick. Walk away.
No, his visa's up. He's not a citizen.
Oh.
America says you gotta go for 6 months and then you can come back. So he never became a citizen. He'd be out of the country for six months.
Anyway.
He was on a diplomatic visa. So a diplomatic visa will only carry you so long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that he is technically retired, he did not want to become a citizen.
Why?
That's his own, for whatever reason, that's his own deal, right? I'm not going to give him, blame to his politics
or
his finances.
Have you ever asked him?
No, because he's always been gone. What's the point, right?
Okay. But that's all a part of the sacrifice thing, Mike.
Yes, that is a sacrifice.
Being a citizen would be
but
a great sacrifice.
But the plan
sacrifice.
Was for my mom to go
would
to...
It?
I think so. Well, I mean, if that's what it would be required to stay with his wife, who he probably made a promise to on an altar of God to be with and, you know, take care of for
this
the rest
guy.
Of their live days.
Right.
If it's required to have a visa to do that, he doesn't want to be a citizen. But if he became a citizen, that would be the sacrifice.
That would be the sacrifice. But I'll say
so your dad should have stayed in this.
No,
state.
No, no, no. But growing up, the entire plan was for my parents to retire and spend half the year in Latin America and half the year in the States. That
okay.
was forever the plan.
So
forever.
That's on your mom now.
My mom
right?
decided to go all Hillary Clinton and change the game.
Yes. Women's oh, lip, Mike.
All Hillary Clinton. Hit the alarm for Christ's sake. That's what that is with that. So
quiet one.
My dad's so poor Bill there just withering away, figuring out
so
what's going on.
So at the end of the day,
Slick Willie.
Do you ever ask, because really, relative to, you know, I live with people down here that get married
yeah.
At 75. I mean, they're
the
young
idiots.
Down here.
The,
you know what I'm talking Dummies. Don't interrupt me anymore, Rob. I'm trying to make a point.
I understand. I'm sorry.
They do you see the dynamic
is it
in
strange?
The future changing, it, or do you think this is it?
Oh,
this
no,
is
this,
the way it's
this
always
This is good. It.
This is
this
the life.
Is, this
she
is
will
it.
Be living alone in America. Will she? Does she? I would imagine she's tremendously lonely on a certain level.
Not yeah. when she's being ferried from state to state by my brother and sister.
Ferried.
So we're going on vacation to not the Florida Keys because they were booked up, but some key in Florida. I have no idea. It's halfway through, right? Because you're 3 hours to drive through the Keys.
And my probably Isla Mirada.
Like it's
Isla
one of the. It's a key in Florida.
Yeah,
probably Marathon. Probably
it's Marathon. It is. It's Marathon.
Oh, yeah. Marathon.
Find me there in early June.
I'll come down and visit you.
And
I'll have a beer with
find
you.
Find the guy who's sweating and miserable in early June when they said we're going to Marathon. And I said,
is that when you're going?
Oh, yes.
God. Oh my God.
Where people bury bodies. They decided to go there. I call my brother. He says, "All right, man, you're gonna have to take mom with you. You're going to have to bring her down to Miami, and then you're going to have to find a ride to Marathon." And I said, all
it's
right.
It's a, can I tell you this?
Yes.
It is, it can be problematic.
Yeah.
When are you going to be arriving in on Saturday?
Is it Labor Day? Is it Memorial Day?
Memorial Day would be the last Monday of
yes,
of
so it's
May.
Monday. On Monday.
Memorial Day Monday, yes. You are going to
Miami
Marathon.
Yeah,
Miami,
no one travels Marathon. On that weekend, so it should be easy.
I think you're going to be okay. I think you're going to go. It, what I, my point is, yeah. It's you know, tiny little road, tiny
yeah,
little
yeah,
road
yeah.
to get down all those. But once you get down there, I think it's one of the most spectacular drives in the world.
I
think
it,
it's
Mike.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's a, I don't care what time of
it's
year it is.
It's a family vacation, right? I'm fine
right.
with that.
Right.
But I
got to
wrangle.
I would come and visit you, but I'll be on a walker at that particular
I got to wrangle my mom.
You'll be running your own marathon.
And,
am I right?
And then my brother right. says, should we invite dad? I said, do you want to go through that awkward back and forth if he's coming back to the States?
It is Miami. Port
yes.
of debarkation.
Yeah, I said.
Embarkation,
let's
whatever the
Skype
hell it is.
Papa.
and so I call my dad on WhatsApp because he's a cheap bastard. He doesn't want me calling the house. And
hello.
I say, hey, dad, he's got bad internet. It's all grainy.
Why don't you go to Maine, for God's sake? Well, you're going in the wrong direction for June.
Mike, you know, I can't choose these things if it's being paid for me. I just go, right? I just
maybe
what are the odds?
In August,
the
you
odds?
Could hit Death Valley. It'd be nice.
This is a little intense, like inside Florida talk here. Rob, what are the odds that they're halfway down through the Keys, but they're close enough that Oscar like beats feet and does like a couple of nights in Key West?
Of course he does. Meanwhile, he gets a ride for his mom from a guy who's going Sprang, brag.
So,
get in the car, yeah. Jolie. You can listen to Beyonce.
So I tell my father, I said, hey,
it'll
Dad.
It'll be a tad warm, Oscar.
We're,
just
all,
to,
we're,
let you know.
We're all going to the Keys. Jose asked me to call and invite you. And my dad's like, what date? And I said, well, you know, early May, late May. I said early June. And he says, I was planning on coming in August. And I said,
wow.
I said, did you hear that we're all going to be in one place? Like all of us, including the babies, which are really should be important to him. He goes, I don't think my flight can be changed, Oscar. I got the economy class.
Oh,
there would be a fee.
Oh,
and I said, so you're saying you don't want to come? He goes, I'm not saying that, but who's going to take care of the dog, Pili?
Oh,
and
I said, Why? He does not want to have anything to
he
do.
He is a robot.
I have
oh, my God.
I have had great difficulty to find someone coming in to water my houseplants.
then he says,
I do not want my African violet to wilt, Oscar.
Oscar, why don't you all come to Bolivia?
Ah-ha-ha!
Like, that's a tourist destination.
What would the temperature be down there?
It's winter there, A. B, there's abject poverty.
What would be colder? What would be colder, the weather or the apathy you feel from your father?
I would say my father's apathy.
Yeah, probably.
So I call my brother and I said,
I did not expect you to actually
It's a family
come.
Vacay minus dad. But my mom, by the way, she should have been there already. She doesn't want to go. And she doesn't want to go because she doesn't like the machista attitude in Latin America. And she is more American than most American women. And I'll say that because she believes in her rights.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, good
that's
for her.
That's it.
Good for her. Hey, well, that's the way it is.
It's a culture clash.
You know, maybe things will change, but if he does show up, like when he shows up at Christmas and stuff like that, is it pleasant or is it tense when he's around in the first place?
For me, it's just the same because he was always traveling when we were kids, right?
All right.
For my mom, it takes her out of her routine because my dad likes that bit. Is there anything to drink, Yoli? Which means get me a drink.
Doesn't it actually mean brew coffee?
Or no? Is there ay café? But I would say in the basic, is there coffee? And there is coffee sitting like a foot next to him.
Right.
That means my mom's got to scurry over and then she's got to serve him coffee.
Sure.
That's the only thing my mom doesn't like. But after 2 or 3 weeks, she gets used to it. And then she calls me crying every other day saying, when is he going to leave? And
window into your soul.
You know, the takeaway kind of here, Mike, there is something really nice here is that if you look at it as a marriage and convenience only, it's not a divorce. But if it were a divorce, it's nice that Oscar got custody of his mother.
I did get custody of my mom.
He did, indeed.
She's very
and
sweet.
We need Oscar's take because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Oscar's take.
Got to find out his skewed world. Maybe you understand a lot of it now. I don't. We'll take a break.
Yeah, it made things more murky,
nothing
right?
has been resolved.
Yeah. Always. Always murky. I'll never understand.
Always
we'll
murky.
We'll be right back. Murky water.
Hey man, it's the weekend, so get ready for a brand new Rob Radio. This week, we play everything, from Perry Como to James Brown and everything in between. And believe me, that is a lot of real estate. There's a surprise around every corner, rock, pop, novelty. We've got it all. Saturday morning at 7 on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City and 971thewave.com worldwide. Radio, the way you like it.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages, the TMOS bonus show. Please allow me to explain. The bonus show, a 6th uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. It's probably the funniest hour of our week. But it is also so much more than that. It is the lifeblood of the podcast. 5 weekly shows can only exist due to the bonus show. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, this is our replacement for putting our hands out. We give you a bonus show every week, and we ask you to support the show. That's our weekly radiothon, and that's what we need you to do. I don't care. Really, we made that determination a long time ago. I don't care what the reason is, whether you take it for yourself, whether you gift it to somebody, whether you renew it. Please, please, please subscribe to our bonus show. The future of the show relies on that. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS continue for years to come. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Get the bonus show, everybody. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news. Stop calling during the hold on. Stop everything.
Stop the music, Oscar. Quit that.
Hello?
Mike's got a call.
He's got a call.
Yeah.
Mike's call.
I am it's in not the middle
Mike's
of work.
Mike's call.
Mike's call.
It's not Wednesday. Mike's, tell Mike's them call. To call at Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Mike's call.
That's right.
I have to say, stop calling. I have been, everybody goes through this, and mine, unfortunately, is wired through my computer.
What about just putting your phone on airplane mode?
That's a great idea, but you know, then I couldn't communicate with you guys. So
if you do that, it can fly.
We use it, for
yeah,
that.
It can fly.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Mike's take.
Mike's take.
Yeah, you can play the music for me.
Mike's take.
Everybody goes through that, and you just, you know, it's the reality of the world. But mine is my old area code, which is weird, my cell phone area.
Yes.
Like, so much of this comes from that corridor around the nation's capital where I don't know what's happening, but they must have some call centers there because it's relentless. I look at 540 and I say, I'm screwed. Anyway, let's hit the
You're rocking the 540, baby.
Yeah, thank you. And now it's time for Oscars Day.
Oscars Day.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect the you. That may or may not affect you as only our Bolivian Bolivia. It's my fault. It's my fault.
How is it your fault?
Everything linked. Linked. We're Apple. Link everything.
Hey, you know what your phone sounds like? Your phone sounds like this. A little bit.
I hate technology sometimes. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of Mike O'Mara, the show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly, which you normally play every f***ing day. Thank you. All right, there we go.
Gentlemen.
Some guy on Reddit posted a picture of his grandma. It's tough to do that when you're going, how'd I do? Huh? Anyway, some guy on Reddit posted a picture of Grandma Geraldine from 1967 because she looked exactly like Scarlett Johansson. In the picture, she's with her husband, who unfortunately died last year after 54 years of marriage, and she told her grandson that she was, quote, drunk as a skunk when it was taken. Well, the picture went viral, and it got back to Scarlett. She loved it, and now she wants to get hammered with Grandma Geraldine. She posted a video saying, quote, I want to meet you in person. I saw that you were, quote, drunk as a skunk when taking that photo, and I would like to see your drunk face. I want to share a drunk face with you. Let's have a drink, Geraldine. So that's Scarlett Johansson. That's
gentlemen,
you're a fan, I believe, right?
I am a fan, but this is another way that these superstar celebrities can be folksy, that we can relate with them. The idea that someone is attractive when they're younger, that's not nothing new. That's nothing that's been lost. I remember looking at pictures of some of my relatives that are older now, and some of them are 6 feet under. And I was like, oh, whoa. Like, Tia Tachi was gorgeous when
that
we were younger,
Aunt Tachi,
right?
I think.
And it's weird to think of your relatives that way, but the idea that they would look like a celebrity, that's even creepier in my eyes because they always feel like they're older, right?
Right, right.
And that's the way you know them. That being said, if I went back in time and I ran into a few of my aunts, who knows what will happen?
Ew.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
don't get
upset. Oscar, a woman in Canada, sent an email to her 10-year-old daughter's teachers on Tuesday telling them her daughter was not going to be doing any homework anymore. She said her daughter doesn't have time to be a kid, and it's unnecessary because she's doing well in school and enjoys it. Now her email is going viral, and seems like a lot of the responses have been supportive. Too much homework for kids. Oscar Santana's Day.
Gentlemen, I don't Oscar have kids. Santana's you know take. This. but I do have a niece and nephew. Well, two nephews and one niece now. And the real problem here is not the teachers. It's not the kids. It's the Common Core curriculum. Because things have changed. No more 1+1=2. It's you have to go around the beltway to figure out how to figure out an equation. And then you have to get some sort of tutor to do so. And this is across the country. And if you haven't dealt with Common Core, you don't know. I
haven't dealt with it. I'm more scared of it, to be honest.
When I was in Los Angeles, I was helping my nephew with his homework. And it looked like he was basically writing Arabic. Because I said, what is this formula? And I really believe that if we just kept things simple, like we grew up, right? We wouldn't have to relearn issues. And by the way, stop doing the homework for your kids. That's why when they get to college, they're so dumb. And people are like, or they get into the workforce. These millennials, they don't know how to do anything because you've been sitting over their shoulder doing it for them.
And I will. My kids will never have to worry about me doing math homework. I'm incapable of doing it. So that's the way that goes. Thank you. Oscar, United Airlines just announced some new policies in the wake of their passenger dragging incident from a few weeks ago. Now they're going to offer people up to $10,000 to give up their seats on overbooked flights. And once you're seated, they won't bring the cops to remove you unless it's a matter of airline security. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So sheer process, gentlemen. Sheer process. They went back and audited everything that went wrong with that United Airlines incident. They have settled with the gentleman who was manhandled and pulled off the plane. Mm-hmm. They know that they have to have a system in place that says, is the juice worth the squeeze? It's that simple, Mike. Are we going to piss off our customers, and at what cost, and what does that mean to our stock, right? Mike, you saw the United Airlines stock drop that week to an all-time low simply because of this hullabaloo and the guy getting roughed up. $10,000 is nothing, and next time I'm there and I'm getting bumped, I'll settle for nothing less than 10 G's.
There you go. Give me 10 grand. I'm not going to Cleveland. Oscar, this is America. Everybody's got guns, baby. Now even our cats got them. The cops in Newport, Oregon got a call earlier in the week from someone who was worried because they saw a cat in a tree holding an assault rifle.
Oh, no.
When the cops got there, they took a photo, and it really did look like the cat was holding a little mini gun. Fortunately, it turns out the gun was just a branch. So the cops determined the cat wasn't a threat, and they left. I have no idea why I included that in Oscar's take, but I know you've got a sort of a cat.
The problem is bath salts. These drugs are not regulated.
Sure.
They're completely off the shelf. They're being smuggled into this country. And bath salts, you just never know what you're going to get. You either eat somebody or find a cat with a machine gun.
Thank you very much. That's good. And finally, Oscar, you've heard of a sex therapist, but a sex coach? Yeah, there's a new one for you. Meet Kenneth Play, who, according to the New York Post, charges $870 to come to your home, watch you have sex, and instruct you on how to improve your technique with your partner. I'm sure you're wondering how and why someone gets into the sex coaching business. I know I sure was curious.
Yes.
Here's his quote. Most people get their information on sex from watching porn, but it is like watching The Fast and the Furious to teach you how to drive. What I offer is not that much different from watching Martha Stewart show you how to cook.
Gross.
I start out with a demonstration.
Oh no.
God. And the process is all about consent. The self-professed sex geek said that his $1,000 private sessions, which he dubs Play Labs, take place in the comfort of people's homes and last up to 3 to 4 hours. Each session starts with an informal chat where he finds out more about the couple's sex life and what areas they wish to experiment in and develop. I agree. After this, they head to the bedroom to start the practical side of the Play Lab.
Yeah, the lab.
And he teaches them the skills they wish to learn, Oscar. Yeah.
Wicked skills.
Gentlemen, this isn't the 60s anymore where you have to go and sneak into a stag film to figure out what's going on the other side of that skirt, right?
Stag films.
You actually now can just go onto the interweb, and you don't have to look at all that really aggressive adult entertainment. There's actually a category that says for women, and the for women is simply role playing and gentle art of what you see in adult films.
How sensitive he's being with this answer. Yeah. Isn't this great?
This is Oscar's
really
helpful.
That's like really what women want. Now, I skip over that all the time because that's just not my bag. But I wanted to see what it was about, and that's what it is. So if you're out there and you're a guy, especially you want to know what women want, check the For Women tab. It's much more gentle, much more realistic.
Any particular website where they can check the For
There's
Women
a hub
tab?
That offers it, Mike. There is something called You, and then you know the other word afterwards. Sure. There's something called Hamster, and then you put three X's. You can check that one out as well. They're all free.
Thank you.
Just don't
we
do it at work.
That. All right. Family show, sort of. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
we will take
you know
a break.
What I'm scared of is if you had that sex coach in about 25 minutes later, he says, I'm ready to show you another demonstration.
Yeah, that's when you go to the Waffle House. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Last one of the week, Rob's Little Sounds coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're looking to make your beer drinking experience more interesting, go to
Facebook.com. I've really heard enough of him today. Thank you very much. I'm terribly sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have a good weekend, Marcus.
By Amazon. If you buy something, say something. That's our new motto for our partnership with Amazon. We need you to spread the word. The next time you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell a friend. Bookmark it for them. You know you need Amazon.com, and we need you to access Amazon through us. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Remember, it costs you nothing, so when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Make sure you check out the great home and garden deals on the front page of our website. You'll be glad you did. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, April 28th. Take it away, Rob.
So you were busy watching the Caps last night. I guess you didn't watch any of the 2017 NFL draft?
Did not have the pleasure. No, I read about it, but I did not watch it.
I watched both.
Yes.
And I got to tell you that the NFL draft, I wanted to hate on it. I wanted to be disgusted by it. But the way that they laid it out, true true showmanship because it was great on TV. Mike, they had the buildings behind the Rocky steps. So they did an outdoor affair, right?
Yeah, it was in Philadelphia.
They had the
ratings have gone up and they put more money into
the buildings, you know? Had LEDs on them, the buildings, to show which pick was coming up, the logo of the team that was pulling in.
College football getting phenomenal. More popular. Professional football getting more popular. Getting as popular as it's always been.
Right.
And the thing is, people care about this. It's very important to point out, and I think our friend Dominic Foxworth would tell you, there's some ridiculously low percentage of first-round draft picks that make it in the NFL,
which
is stunning to me. Mm-hmm. So I always have felt, and nothing has changed, that all the bells and whistles won't change that this is much ado about nothing.
Because you never know. Because
they have to prove themselves, and they could be a boom or bust. With that said, you do get transformative players in the draft every year, and players that go on to actually maybe make a franchise. That can happen
it's
once
high
every
stakes
two
gambling.
Or three years. Absolutely.
But as we have proven in the past, Philadelphia is a lovely city.
Yes, love it. Love it. The
people
Liberty Bell
are great.
And men dressed as Ben Franklin.
They're great. When they brought out Roger Goodell, he got a great round of booing that he actually embraced.
Philly. Philadelphia.
Good evening and welcome to the NFL Draft. Come on, Philly, come on. There you go.
Obviously, he was not shocked by it. Come on, come on, Philly.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, he very seldom comes off as cool, but he did a good job.
Listen, if you're in Philadelphia and you want some really, really fine dining, make sure you specify whether it is a cheese wit or a cheese wit out.
Oh, they're great. Really fine. And you'll never get heartburn. I love the way they cook it because it's delicate.
I wanted to do one thing when I would get off the train in that city.
What's that?
Leave.
Get back on the train.
Absolutely.
Horrible city. Probably the best moment for emotional excitement. The guy that was drafted 26th, his name was Tuckerist McKinley. And he brought up a picture of his grandmother, and he was very, very excited.
I was gonna get out of Richmond. I was gonna get out of Oakland. I was gonna go to the NFL. I made that promise to her, man. 30 seconds later, she passed away, and this is what I do it for. God.
The emotions build up inside of you right now for your grandmother.
It means everything, man. It means everything. I made a promise to her. Like I said, I was gonna go D1. I was a guy out of Richmond. I was a guy out of Oakland. I was going to live my dreams, play the NFL. And I'm here, man. I completed the promise. That means everything to me. Excuse my language. Man, find me later, man.
Find me later.
Find me later.
Man, do anybody want him on their special teams? If
that
he's that intense on draft day, watch out.
Cool. Mike,
you don't think there was anything performance enhancing in his bloodstream?
Mike, the only thing that enhanced his performance was excitement.
Okay.
Emotion.
When you were a country jock, did you ever meet Willie Nelson?
Never had the pleasure. Always wanted to, but I never had the
pleasure. He's come out with a new song. I think he's 160 now. And
incredible. How old is Willie 90?
I think he's crawling
still
on 90.
Still touring.
And his new song, based on internet rumors, he's responded to him. His new record is called Still Not Dead.
Well, I woke up still not dead again today.
That's awesome.
The gardener did not find me that way. You can't believe a word that people say. Still not dead again today.
He transcends country. He's great. I love him.
And he's still cool after all those years.
He's 83.
Mac says 83.
83 for Willie Nelson, which is crawling on 90.
Was there a slight amount of pleasure in Mac because I said he's got to be near 90 now, and Mac just liked to be specific.
Yes.
Was there a glint in his eye where it said 83? He's not really near 90 at all.
Yeah. He just wanted Mike time. He's got it now. He's got
Mac. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike.
But show me the game again. The new game.
Oscar has it right now.
All
right,
we're much too busy.
The Nintendo Switch.
Ooh,
yes.
Very, very.
Hope the kickstand doesn't fall off again.
Oh.
Which Kim Kardashian tape, Mike? I'm going to let you choose. Do you want to hear her lying to sell books or lying to better herself?
Not that one.
So neither Kim Kardashian.
Let's do it again.
Okay. Right. Do you want to hear lying to sell books or lying to better herself?
No. Slow down, pal. All right, give them to me again.
Do you want to hear Kim Kardashian lying to sell a book?
I don't want that one.
Okay. Then your other choice is Kim Kardashian lying about what a good person she is.
No, I definitely don't want that one.
All right, let's move on. There's a tape we have. It's a good piece of video. It is on our Facebook page. I encourage you to check it out. A kid, he looks to be about 5 years old, and he's in Sweden. He's biking down the sidewalk, and one of those buses that has advertising on it pulls up next to him with a great picture of a girl's ass on it.
Okay.
And he turns, and this little kid says, "Oh la la," and then drives into a wall because he's looking at the girl. It sounds like this.
Jeez. Like in a movie.
That does it look staged? Does
no,
it look staged?
To
a
me,
bit?
It looks kind of real. It
oh
really
my
does.
God.
Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, yeah. Oh God.
So there's that. And let us close with this, Mike. Special tip of Mike O'Mara Show hat to Bobby Miller, who sent us a tape from the Dean Martin Show. Now, you remember on the Dean Martin Show when Dean would come out to his fake living room and sing piano with Ken Lane? And sometimes a guest would stop by while he was in the fake room playing piano and singing a song.
It's vague.
So he's in there, and who joins him but Jonathan Winters as Maudie Frickert?
Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa. Do.
Do what?
Do.
Do.
Come to Papa, do.
Oh, make me feel warm all over my body.
There it is.
So we have our answer. Thank you, Bobby Miller.
Bobby Miller got the poll.
So awesome. So that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's awesome. That's fine. We finally found that. Yeah, Jonathan Winters, hard to find on the internet.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. And continue to spread the word about our show all over my body. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, our executive producer, the professor, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Frankfurt.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.